Here's the deal. You can get started right now with a free body scan and personalized metabolic assessment. It takes less than 5 minutes, and I can't tell you how helpful it was for me setting myself up for success in the long term. You'll hold the keys to your personalized metabolic plan in your hand. Don't trade your health for a quick fix. Don't become another statistic. You can do this. Call now for your free body scan, 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Make living easy this summer with Kraft Stove Store and Patio, America's best in outdoor furniture. Make sure your outdoor space has everything it needs to impress your guests this summer with everything Kraft Stove Store and Patio can provide by Lloyd Flanders, Hanamint Summer Classics, and Palm Springs Rattan. You can special order anything you need for your patio, porch, and pool furniture with Kraft Stove Store and Patio, located at 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard in Taylor.
Kraft Stove Store and Patio.
Do you love Takis Fuego chips? Well, you've never had them like this. If you never tried them, now is your chance. Wendy's new Takis Fuego meal is here with crushed Takis Fuego chips on a spicy chicken sandwich with chili lime sauce and a creamy corn spread, plus a small Fuego fries inspired by Takis Fuego chips and a bag of Takis Fuego chips while supplies last and a small drink available till midnight or later. Visit your local Upstate Wendy's to give it a try today.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. There was this dude on social media. He's filmed all this stuff. He has a leaf blower, like a super powerful leaf blower, and he walks around like downtown streets blowing the wigs off women.
What? Oh, come on. Yeah.
Well, you know, I got to admit, There were some impressive results. Like a couple of them, he blew those wigs like 15 feet straight up into the air. It's like they were like wig helicopters. You know, I always thought like you tape those things down or something. I didn't know they just sat right on the top of your head that any stiff wind could send them. Now I've seen enough fights in the streets to know that they seem to come off readily. When we get a lot of these cat fight things in the streets, but other than that, I thought other than being yanked off your head, I thought they anchor them down somehow. I have no idea.
I don't know.
I thought they anchored them down somewhere or another. Nope.
Because they probably will now.
Yeah. Well, if they're around this guy, they will, because this guy went, and this is like an endless video. It's up on my Twitter feed. You can see it for yourself. In fact, the last one. The last one, where is it? I wrote, okay, it's these two girls who are walking down the street side by side, and he blows the wigs off both of them. They both go sky high at the same time. I wrote new meaning to doubleheader on that last one. And I said, can't you tape that down or something? I mean, is there a way to tape that down or something? Most of these women were not happy. Do you see it, Ramona? I'll retweet it so you can see it. So you can see it again.
Oh, wait.
I sort of like the first one, the blondie.
I got you.
Do you see it?
No, I can see how they wouldn't be happy. Okay. Oh, that one attacked him.
Oh, so you do have it.
Yeah, I found it.
Yeah. Yeah, one or two of them reacted with a little bit of violence. Yeah. Yeah. You know, and he looks like he's doing work. You know, I mean, he's got the vest on. Now, he blew the wig off an old lady. There should be an age limit.
Yeah,
on
he shouldn't do that.
He shouldn't blow the wig off the old lady. I mean, that woman's like 70. All the rest of them, that's fine. You know, it shouldn't come off that easily, should it?
I wouldn't think
a
so.
A little double-sided tape, something. I mean, isn't there? I mean, I don't know. Tape it to your ears. Isn't there some way that? You, oh, that
you think
one.
That's a real video. I mean, that he's really doing unsuspecting people.
Yeah, I don't think it all happened at the same time. I mean, I think I just watched the doubleheader at the end. Yeah, it's on my.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah, it's on my Twitter feed. I'll repost it if you want to see my man work. Did you see the blondie at the start, Ramona?
I saw him all. That one pushed him, shoved him after he did that.
You mean the super thick woman in the purplish pants?
No, a couple of them did that.
Yeah, but there's a difference between like that skinny one pushing him and the super thick chick with the purple skin tight pants on. She went after him. She reminds me a little of that woman from McDonald's. You know, the one who cleaned house at McDonald's?
Oh, yeah. I remember her.
Yeah. Yeah. Who knew? You know, the streets, not safe to go anywhere. And he was dressed up, you know, like he was doing legitimate street work. You know, he had a work vest on and, you know, and noise prevention headwear. All that stuff. He's gonna make sure his ears don't get hurt by using the leaf blower, Ramona, in all that circumstance. All right, back to our little list, and it is the burning questions for every SEC team with SEC Media Days. We have a lot more football to get to too. We're apparently gonna be here till 10. Tennessee. What does Tennessee look like without Nico? Without Nico Iamalieva. Well, what did they look like with Nico Iamalieva? Tennessee essentially swapped quarterbacks when Nico Iamalieva left for the school, leaving the Vols to land UCLA's Joey Aguilar. For all the big numbers Tennessee put up early last season, those numbers were all put up against crappy teams. Just to be clear, Tennessee put all those numbers up against garbage teams. And so I don't think any of those numbers really mattered. You got the real games, and the offense struggled in every game. It says Aguilar provides a veteran presence after throwing for 6,760 yards in 2 years at App State. But what will Josh Heupel's offense look like with 8 new starters? Yeah, look, I have lots of questions about Tennessee, so I'll buy all of this with Nico, without Nico. It seems like Tennessee has hit a little down period. And so I don't know. What did I rank them, Ramona? Do you have that? I don't even know. Did I rank Tennessee in the top 35? Maybe like 30 or something?
You talk about teams?
Yeah. Yeah, teams.
Let me get the teams.
Yeah, they're Tennessee. I think
30.
Oh, so that was exact? My 30? How about that? So apparently I do remember everything on football related that I throw out there. Yeah. I think that football related, I said football related. Look, I think that's all a legitimate question. And again, you know, maybe they're going to add Jake Retzlaff to the mix. We'll see. Texas. Does Texas have what it takes along the offensive line? Yeah, that's the question. I mean, that's the question I asked back February 1st. It's why I didn't put Texas in the national championship game. It says all eyes are on Arch Manning, but we should be more focused on what Manning is looking at in front of him, the offensive line. The Longhorns defense, Longhorns replaced 4 starters in the trenches. Several players have experience, but not as full-time starters. Cole Hudson and Brandon Baker are great, but figuring out the starting lineup and seeing would they gel together before the opener at Ohio State is critical. Yeah, but like Goolsbee was one of those guys who stepped in for Banks when Banks was hurt, and I thought he really played well. So they probably just have enough talent that it just doesn't matter. But yeah, that is the question. That's the primary question about Texas. I think that's fair. So look, when you consider that this dude was forced to address these crappy teams in the SEC, and that there are more crappy teams than they're willing to recognize, this really isn't a bad job. Texas A&M, will the Aggies defense be okay on the edge? This is the question. Oh, by the way, this is going to morph into another conversation. Look, what the Aggies lost was a lot of size at defensive end. When you lose a guy like Shamar Stewart, and you lose size like that in the edges, they had that on both sides. You can set a hard edge. It's hard for people to run on you. It says, will the Aggies defense be okay on the edge? The only returning player with much experience rushing the passer is Cassius Howell, who led the team with four last year. I'm a big Cassius Howell guy. I put him 15th on my defensive end list. He said the rush defense gave up too many explosive plays, too. Head coach Mike Elko's taken over play calling duties this season, so it'll be interesting to see how he plans to fix the issues after losing a few defensive players to the NFL. I think he was okay with losing those guys, although, you know, we'll see. But I do think the question is, can they hold up against the run? Can they set a hard edge? Can they handle the run? I think that's the question, because they're going to be significantly smaller on the edges. And, you know, Cassius Howell is 40 pounds lighter than Shamar Stewart. Now, I heard this conversation discussed on a podcast. I think it's called Cover 3. And they were discussing Shamar Stewart, because apparently it's been suggested by some that Shamar Stewart could challenge the system to perhaps try and return to A&M. Now, we know that every player who challenges the system nowadays seems to win, but Shamar Stewart is in a contract negotiation with the cheapskate Cincinnati Bengals. And yes, they've already paid their offensive weapons, but they still haven't paid Hendrickson, and they have slow played him for a defense that absolutely sucked last year. And the whole history of this franchise under the Brown family is that they're cheap. They're friggin' cheap. I mean, they didn't even have an indoor practice facility. They're cheap. It's the cheapest franchise in the National Football League, and they're resorting to cheap with Shamar Stewart. They're asking Shamar Stewart as a first-rounder to basically bypass guaranteed money that comes with injury. No one else in the first round's ever asked to do that, but the Cincinnati Bengals, who haven't asked anybody to do it before, are asking Shamar Stewart to do it. And Shamar Stewart's like, what, are you crazy? I mean, there's no way Shamar Stewart's agent is going to recommend him making any such deal, because that's just ridiculous for a round one draft pick. But that's what the Bengals have asked him to do. So there's been a little bit of conjecture, because Stewart's been back working out at A&M, as to whether he could challenge the system legally and perhaps decide to return to A&M. I still find
so
it...
So go from down from the NFL to Texas A&M, I'm confused.
Well, he was a draft pick. He has not played. He's negotiating his deal.
Oh, okay.
He's not played in pro football.
He hasn't played yet.
Look,
you can do that? I didn't think he
Well,
did.
You can't, no.
Would be the first right. person
in,
to
in
do
In football,
it.
You can't. Now, there are a lot of people, including Danny Cannell and many others, who have lobbied for you to be able to do that. You know, there are a lot of people around the NFL who ask, well, why can't you do that? Why shouldn't a player retain the right, if he's not drafted where he wants to be, etc., to be able to return to college and play? I think there's something to that.
If you get drafted by the first, because the crummy teams get the first pick.
In theory, yes. But I do think there are logistical problems with allowing that to happen, too, that I don't think the NFL wants to engage in. And, you know, and as part of this conversation, one of these individuals suggested, yeah, but this is not like fighting a normal college case before a judge. You'd be fighting the National Football League here.
It's like moving back home after
you move out. Right, but the point was, but the point that this gentleman made was that you'd be fighting the National Football League in court, and the National Football League just doesn't lose in court, and that's basically true.
That's
so
true.
So it's a completely different animal. But the Cincinnati Bengals are asking Stewart to do things that, you know, no one else has been asked to do, and it's just more of them being a cheapskate. And you know, look, here's the thing: their defensive ends ought to be Hendrickson and Stewart. Well, they haven't reached any agreement with either one of them, and the season's not that far away. And this is an offense that's going to be incredibly dynamic, but they can't stop anybody. You know, and oh, by the way, that's why Burrow puts up such big numbers too, because his team's always losing, you know, and so he has to throw all the time. You know, other NFL teams aren't functioning that way. So when people look at Burrow's yardage and numbers, it's a little misleading. And not that he isn't good. He is. He's very good. But the numbers are a little misleading. Then there's another problem, by the way, before we get back to these last couple questions. And actually, the A&M question morphs into the Vandy question, or morphed into this conversation, and then we'll get to the Vandy question. But the other element that's going on right now is that only 2 second-round picks have signed a deal. This has never happened in the modern era with their NFL teams. And training camp is set to begin. You're going to have more second-round holdouts than we have ever seen before, ever. And why are you going to have second-round holdouts? Well, because first-round money is fully guaranteed. Second-round money is not fully guaranteed. You get some percentage of it, all right? Whatever that percentage might be, 65, 70, 75, you get some percentage of it. Your final year is never guaranteed. But here's the but. There's always one that ruins it for everybody. You know how the Cleveland Browns ruined it for everybody else when they signed Deshaun Watson to a $50 million plus totally guaranteed contract? And every other franchise was outraged because they knew what that was setting the stage for. Well, this is similar in that the Houston Texans signed Jaden Hicks from Iowa State, who was their second round draft pick. They signed him to a fully guaranteed contract in round two. Nobody does that. Nobody's done that. So they went against convention.
Really? Uh-oh. Right?
They went against convention and opened the door to this. And guess what now, Ramona? Now every other round two pick thinks they ought to have a fully guaranteed contract.
Well, yeah, they see somebody else getting it. They can at least try.
Right.
Even if they don't get it. I mean, they're not going to not try.
Right, because once we moved to the slotted salaries, much of this was taken care of automatically, but not now. Now you have a major issue for every team drafted in round two. None of these NFL teams want to guarantee the full 4 years. They don't want to do it in round two. They've never had to before.
Well, now that we have NIL money in college.
Well, look, if I were them, if I was the NFL team, I would just say, hey, look, we're not doing this again. You know, because the idiots did it with Deshaun Watson on the one front. Now that the Texans want to play stupid and do it with Hicks, we have a whole history that says we don't do this and we're not doing this. We're not going to abide by that. I think they should all stick together. Call it collusion, whatever you want. I think they should stick together for their own purposes. Whether that can last, I don't know, because there's another problem. And the other problem is that Tyler Shuck is pick 40. And Tyler Shuck is likely to be the starting quarterback of the New Orleans Saints, despite being pick 40. So the New Orleans Saints are probably going to be the next team that fully guarantees that contract because he's going to be their starting quarterback in all likelihood. So now you're going to have two who break with tradition.
But now, don't you think that would be a different circumstance?
I think it is a different circumstance, but I don't think it's going to matter to any agent.
Oh, yeah, all the agents are going to.
Right, every agent now is going to want all of their second round picks to receive fully guaranteed money.
Yeah.
And that's definitely where we're headed with this. So we'll see how it all plays out. Underdog, you know, people wrote me running before the show saying you got to be on Underdog. It's Underdog. You know, the only way they watch Home Run Derby is if you can play it on Underdog, all that stuff. Or listen, our road ragers, Ramona, are all on Underdog and love it. And with good reason. And I need to get in on all the MLB action. Get in on all the MLB action with Underdog. Underdog's leading place to make all your sports picks. And you can play now in your state. Underdog's one of the leading sports apps. And you can play in South Carolina. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Their app has over 100,000 five-star reviews. Millions of players. To play, all you have to do is download the app. Choose whether their player will go higher or lower on one of their stats. You could choose some things like home runs, strikeouts, so much more. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just download the app, then pick higher or lower on player stats like assists, points, steals, more. It's all incredible on Underdog. Once your picks feel good, you can play with as little as a dollar. If you get everything right, you can win up to 1,000 times your money. If you get your picks correct, win up to 1,000 times your money. It's incredible. I live on Underdog. Normally I have 4 or 5 picks. I don't have anything yet on Home Run Derby. I haven't even looked at that. I'm going to have to take a look at all that. Download the Underdog app. Sign up now with promo code ROADRAGE, all capitalized one word, to unlock a special offer of up to $1,000 in bonus funds when you make your first deposit. That's promo code ROADRAGE. Must be 18+. Present in South Carolina, Wisconsin, or North Dakota. Terms apply. See underdogfantasy.com/web/deposit-match-terms for details. Consider with your play. Call it 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. We're late. Quick break.
Spring is here, and summer's right around the corner. Is your backyard ready? At Harbin Lumber Company, we have everything you need to build the perfect deck for grilling, chilling, and making memories. From top quality wood and composite decking to railings and accessories, we've got it all. Durable, beautiful, and built to last. Your dream deck starts at Harbin Lumber. Visit Harbin Lumber today and get decked out for the season. Call or stop by, because great decks start with great materials. Visit us in-store or online at harbinlumber.com.
Are you looking to take your lawn to the next level in 2025? At Carolina Top Dressing, we are committed to serving the upstate and bringing golf course-type practices to your home, including aeration, top dressing, dethatching, and soil conditioning. Also, ask us about our latest top dressing amendment, Carolina Mix, or sign up for any of our turf services by visiting us at carolinatopdressing.com for your free quote. And as always, go Tigers!
Transform lives with Southeastern Children's Home. On July 26th, from 7:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., participate in our yard sale to support to raise funds for foster care. This essential foster care community program provides a nurturing environment for children aged 0 to 21, focusing on behavior support and education. There will be free haircuts and school supplies available. Visit us at 115 Children's Way, Duncan, South Carolina, for fantastic bargains and make a difference in their lives. Together, we can inspire hope and foster positive change.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it, but not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Well, Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can get a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds, through a 100% online process. It all starts with an online intake form. Get started at Hims.com/radio, and from there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs with options up to 95% less than the brand names. Millions of men experience ED, but Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to Hims.com/radio. That's Hims.com/radio for your free online visit. Hims.com/radio.
Experience unbeatable value at Toyota of Easley. Kick off your summer with incredible low rates and loyalty cash on a new Toyota Camry. Choose from their huge selection on the lot and drive home today in your new Camry. If you need new tires, take advantage of their buy three, get the fourth $4 sale running through July. Ensure a safe drive with great prices. Call 864-855-2233. Visit toyotaofeasley.com or stop by for a test drive today. Toyota of Easley on Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley.
A car accident can change everything in seconds. Don't let the insurance companies decide what your case is worth. At Smith Jordan Law Firm, we stand up for accident victims, fighting for the compensation you need to recover and move forward. Call Smith Jordan Law Firm today at 864-343-2222 or visit smithjordan.com. Your consultation is free. Smith Jordan Law. We are local attorneys with a proven track record.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. and the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The upstate leader in sports by day, worldwide leader in sports by night. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Waltip to the Road Rage. Ramona, is John not the nicest guy in America?
He is.
He is. He loves the show, and we appreciate John. John, once again, has brought us donuts.
That's right.
And he has brought us the DC Superheroes collection and a couple of New York Super Cheesecake donuts as well. But you need to know, at Krispy Kreme right now, in Anderson and Spartanburg, yes, they have the DC Comics collection. Yes, I have been humming the tune from Wonder Woman all during the break as I ate her. That's right. It's the DC Comics collection, and you too can eat Wonder Woman and or Batman or Superman, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are the three, right? Yeah, it's and the Wonder Woman, I can tell you, having just consumed her, is a glazed donut with multicolored toppings and is just delicious. Now, the Batman donut, I believe, has white cream with what, Ramona? What does it have? White cream?
It's the cookies and
cookies
cream.
Cookies and
one.
Cream. That's I See, knew there was something
it's
in cream.
Kind of like the Oreo.
Yeah, that's yours. That's when you'd be wolfing down stealing those. And then the Superman donut is what?
White cream.
Well, that's what you just said. The Batman donut.
No,
just plain white
cream. Cookies and cream.
Okay, I got you.
And then the other one is Krispy Kreme's cream.
But you need to get the kitties and go to Anderson Spartanburg Krispy Kreme and get the DC Superheroes Collection donuts. They're available for a limited time only. Go see the Reese family in Anderson Spartanburg. You can get yours right now. It's a very impressive looking box of donuts, is it not, Ramona? It makes you feel more secure just having those donuts until you eat them. until you bite the head.
I know you keep talking to me while I'm trying to eat one, but apparently I can't yet.
Well, we're live on air. That's right. You have to wolf it down during the break, as I did. You have to be able to stuff like the full donut down your gullet during the break. It's how it works. In any case, it's Krispy Kreme donuts. It's the Reese family. It's Anderson Spartanburg. Get there. Glenn Reese back and working again. Ramona, that's awesome news. Michael told me that the other day on Twitter. And
yay.
Again, these people have been staples and stalwarts in the community since the 1960s, and they do donuts right. So get to Krispy Kreme, Anderson, Spartanburg. You will 100% thank me later. All right, there's one more one more burning question on this on the burning question list. Well, that's of course where it would be, right? And that is about Vanderbilt. And can you have a burning question about Vanderbilt? Maybe you can now. They beat Alabama. You know, Alabama's, you know, going to be in the playoff again, win the national title, but Vanderbilt beat them. Is Vanderbilt better than last season's surprise team? They might be. They basically returned all the key parts. The return of quarterback Diego Pavia is one of the bigger developments in the country after he was granted an additional year via court injunction. The key is whether the Commodores, who won 7 games last season, have upgraded along the offensive line after the superstar was hit a few too many times last season. The defense is fantastic, with 7 starters returning from a unit that allowed less than 24 points per game. The Doors look pretty good. They do. they do look pretty good, and they have a fairly favorable schedule. So I would say all that is true. I see another article over here on the side, fact fiction on Sellers Heisman hype. Yeah, I think it's fact. We'll see how it plays out. All right, so on Vanderbilt, maybe the most surprising thing is Diego Pavia won that court case, because it seems like nobody else has won any battle with the NCAA on this front sense. It seems like it's just the Diego Pavia rule. It was like a one-off, and no one else has been able to take advantage of that same circumstance at all. All right, Ramona, lots of things to get to. Before we do any of that, I want you to pull up the my coach's ranking list, because I remember like where I put every player and everything. I forgot even that I even ranked the coaches. And I think I did this in response to something. I don't know. But let me tell you about Burn Digital, your local full-service digital marketing powerhouse. We handle everything from powerful SEO to cutting-edge digital video campaigns on both the big and small screen. They're the other part of us. With services like advanced geofencing, we reach your exact local audience, get your message seen on connected TV ads just like the pros. We understand this market, have all the tools to make you shine. Burn Digital is a proud part of the Roar FM family, the same quality and community commitment you know from your favorite station. Combine Burn Digital with an ad campaign on the Roar for the most potent marketing strategy. Discover how Burn Digital can make you stand out. Go online, theroarfm.com, and click on the advertising tab to contact us. And again, you will 100% thank me later. It's what you need to do. All right, Ramona. So you say I rank 50 coaches.
Yes.
Wow. All right. Start at 50 and just start reading. Give me a little bit of space. So I'm really not planning on saying anything on the first 25 of these. I just want to hear them. Because I do not remember who I put from 26 to 50.
You want to start with 50?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Clark Lee from Vanderbilt.
He was just on the TV a little bit ago. We were just talking about him. He maybe should be higher. He's done a pretty good job at Vandy. Didn't I just say I'm not going to mention anything about any of these guys?
Yeah, you did.
I lied.
Yeah, well.
I embellished.
You embellished.
I expounded.
Okay. 49 is Ryan Silverfield.
Yeah, Memphis. Y'all at the teams, too.
48. Well, you were doing a good job.
48 it's your part of the rodeo here.
Matt Rule, Nebraska.
Yeah.
Mark Stoops, Kentucky.
Oof, that one's sinking. Does that have an arrow down?
Kentucky guy? Yeah.
I put arrows up, down, or sideways.
Yeah.
Read that, too.
Oh, gee. Okay.
Yeah, arrow down.
All right. Well, the Vanderbilt guy is arrow up. The Memphis guy is arrow sideways. Matt Rule's arrow up. Mark Stoops is arrow down. G.J.
Kenny.
Maybe. Yeah. Texas State, arrow up.
I love Kenny. I am going to comment on this one. I think G.J. Kenny is the fastest rising young coach. Now, I may be the only one who thinks it, so he may be rising only on road rage. But I think that you look at what he's done at Texas State. And by the way, Texas State's now going to join the Pac-12, who will become the Pac-8 and then be viable again. I think G.J. Kenny, he's the former Tulsa quarterback. I liked him as a quarterback at Tulsa. I think he is. I think he's a terrific young coach. Really bright offensive mind. Go.
I have to.
You have to what?
Okay. Mike Norvell, arrow down.
Yeah. Look at Norvell. Hey, Knowles fan, look at Norvell. What do I have him at? What number are we at?
45.
45. I put him 45. Oh, I remember when I did this. I did this in response to the CBS coaches list coming out.
Okay.
Yeah.
44 is Billy Napier, arrow up.
Yeah.
Okay, Brent Key, arrow up.
Yeah.
John Sumrall.
Numbers.
42, John Sumrall.
Yeah.
Tulane, arrow up. 41 is Kurt Ferentz. Iowa, arrow sideways.
Yeah, I had him a lot lower than most. I haven't before this year, but, you know, now he finally has a quarterback, so we'll see.
40 is Pat Narduzzi at Pittsburgh, arrow up.
Yeah, I'm a fan of Narduzzi.
39 is Sonny Dykes, TCU, arrow sideways.
Yep.
38, BYU, what is his name? Kalani, what is his name?
Go ahead, just read them.
That's what I'm trying to do.
I know, I just read it.
What is it?
Just try.
Satake.
It's close. It's Taki. Satake. Okay.
BYU, arrow up.
Yeah. Well, it was arrow up until Jake Retzlaff decided to break the honor code.
Is Jeff Traylor, UTSA, arrow sideways?
Yeah, seems like the program at UTSA has stagnated a little bit since he had all that momentum.
36 is Jeff Munkin, Army, arrow up.
Maybe not high enough.
35 is Lance Leopold, Kansas, arrow up.
Yeah, I have him lower because of last year. I'm hoping he bounces back. I think his football team will. I rank them.
34 is Lincoln Riley, USC, arrow down.
Yeah, I mean, he needs to show some sign of defense and needs to prove that he can, you know, beat teams like Minnesota in the Big Ten.
33 is Josh Heupel.
Yeah.
Tennessee, arrow down.
Yes.
32.
Josh Heupel, by the way, he leads the world in number of Krispy Kreme donuts eaten. moving to Tennessee from Oklahoma. Do they have Krispy Kreme in Oklahoma?
I don't know.
Okay.
I imagine.
Well, they have them in Tennessee, apparently. We know that.
32 is Kyle Whittingham, Utah, arrow down.
Yeah, I mean, I think Whittingham is on his last legs. I've always had Whittingham in the top 10, but I think that ship has sailed.
31 is P.J. Fleck of Minnesota, arrow sideways.
Yeah, he's just, you know, he is what he is, 8-win type coach.
30 is Jed Fish, Washington, arrow up.
Yeah, I think he's got an interesting quarterback and one of the better tailbacks in the country, and I think he's a pretty good coach. I don't like the way he left ASU, but that's the way it is.
29 is Jamie Chadwell of Liberty, arrow sideways.
Yeah, it seems like it stagnated a little bit. We'll see if Jamie gets it back this year, but I'm high on him. He's been on the show.
28 is Matt Campbell, Iowa State, arrow sideways.
Yeah, I'm not as in love with Campbell as the rest of the world. I think he loses every big game, and now he lost his two top receivers, so we'll see what Rocco Beck does.
27 is Luke Fickell, Wisconsin, arrow down.
Yeah, I'm a little disappointed with Luke thus far at Wisconsin, I got to admit. And that was 27?
Yes.
All right, give me 26, and we'll talk about the top 25.
26 is Chris Klieman, Kansas State, arrow sideways.
Yeah, I mean, the world loves Klieman. I'm a little puzzled by some of his decisions, mostly involving Avery Johnson, as to why he doesn't want to run him when what Avery does best is run. I'm a little puzzled by that, but... You know, I've been puzzled before, I guess, and I'll be puzzled again. All right, we'll take a quick break here. We are going to talk about the top 25 when we get back.
You know, I couldn't stop talking about it to my family and friends. My knees are my trouble spot. But for me to tell them now that I'm doing so much better, they were amazed, and I've been amazed.
QC Kinetics Cellular Therapies. Yes, it is amazing how these non-surgical treatments deliver joint pain relief for patients like Dr. Eric Williams, a successful chiropractor.
Each week, I just started noticing that I could sleep and not have pain. I could play pickleball. I could do a CrossFit exercise routine.
QC Kinetics revitalizes your joints so you can move again. Without the pain pills or invasive surgery.
You know, I'm 60 years old and I want to stay competitive as long as I can. And QC has allowed me to do that. They did me right and really made a difference in my life.
Book your free consultation with QC Kinetics today and experience the difference for yourself.
I like to go, 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 move, move, move.
QC Kinetics.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-448-3772. That's 864-448-3772. 864-448-3772.
The best 13 to 16-year-old baseball players come together July 26th through August 2nd as Little League International presents the Senior League Baseball World Series at J.B. Owens Ballpark in Easley. See U.S. teams in action along with Asia, Europe, Australia, Latin America, and Canada. You can be part of this sports spectacular in person. July 26th through August 2nd, the Senior League Baseball World Series games daily at J.B. Owens Ballpark in Easley. Find out on social media under Senior League Baseball World Series.
All over Greenville, people are asking, what's a Vermeer? Well, Vermeer is one of Greenville's newest corporate citizens. The company builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing underground utility construction. Vermeer machines are leading the way in soft dig trenchless innovation, enabling the exposure of underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods. Get the scoop at vermeer.com/dig.
Hello, Medicare recipients and ROAR listeners. Gary Mahaffey here with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. This time of year, most of us are trying to work in vacation, lamenting about our Braves, and anticipating a huge college year out of the Tigers, Gamecocks, and Dawgs. The last thing we want to think about is Medicare, and I get it. I will encourage you, however, to find at least a few minutes to think about your health care situation. For instance, if you already have Medicare, do you know if you have the best plan for your individual needs? If Medicare is just around the bend for you as a turning 65 person or through disability, are you up on your responsibilities here? Do you have a good agent or any agent at all? If you see yourself in any of these scenarios, please give us a call today at 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484. And remember, all of my services come at no cost to you. And have a great summer.
Tired of the same old look? Want to get a fresh, stylish haircut for the summer? Rooster's Grooming is the place to be. With highly skilled barbers and a comfortable, relaxed environment, Rooster's Grooming offers a unique grooming experience that's second to none. Whether it's a classic cut or a modern style, their team can make it happen. So why wait? Get your summer haircut at Rooster's Grooming. Make an appointment today by calling 864-884-8920. Rooster's Grooming, where style meets tradition.
We have a very busy Tuesday show in store on Out of Bounds. Wall-to-wall Clemson football content for you. Dabo Swinney's press conference at 1 o'clock. We will carry it live in its entirety as Coach Swinney gets us ready for the start of August camp. Plus, Faxon and I will spend the morning over on campus getting to sit down with every member of Clemson's coaching staff. So those interviews will be rolling out as well. Tons of Clemson football to discuss with you right here on The Roar.
Is your garage door making strange noises, stuck halfway, or just not working like it should? American Door Masters has the solution. We specialize in repairing existing garage doors, replacing old or damaged doors, and fixing door springs. Need a new garage door opener or a quick tune-up? We handle it all. With fast, professional service, we'll get your garage door running smoothly again. Call American Door Masters today at 864-634-0427 or visit AmericanDoorMasters.com for a free estimate. We keep your garage door in top shape every time.
The Roar, the only place in the upstate where you can get 13 hours of live and local sports talk daily. Oh, believe me, we've checked. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Walt Dip to the Road Rage, we are back, and we are looking at my list of the top 50 coaches in the country that I apparently did like 2 months ago, and forgot all about it. So we're taking a look at that. All right, so Ramona, let's continue that. Before we do, though, today is a really big day. Do you know what day today is, Ramona? It is the start of the Bikini Week costume party at Twin Peaks. Just when you think Twin Peaks can't get any better, along comes Bikini Week. Trust me, you'll want to get there early for this, featuring a bikini costume party all week. Specials on our favorite summer bevs, including 29-degree man-sized drafts to keep you cool, refreshing cocktails and cheap shots. Bring the crew, grab a watermelon margarita topped with watermelon Red Brew or Paloma to beat the heat. I promise you will thank me later. There is nothing like the bikini party at Twin Peaks, and it starts today. Today. How about that? How about that for timing? That's right. And then coming up, summer is the season of splurging. Don't compromise. Come into Twin Peaks all week. Save big on some of your favorite food and beverage menu items every day. Summer savings starts today at Twin Peaks. Coming up on the 24th will be National Tequila Day. That's right. They'll have it all. House Margarita, Tequila Sunrise, Twin Peaks Barrel Select Margarita, Sincoro Margarita. That one's over my head. At Twin Peaks, we know all of our tequilas. Life's too short to not celebrate National Tequila Day with top shelf spirits. So get to Twin Peaks and you 100% will thank me later. It's incredible. And then, oh, by the way, later this month, they're going to have another summer bikini bash. Two bikini bash weeks in 1 month. That's right. It's summer. Again, the first one starts now, right now, today. How about that? Don't forget, the biggest surprise at Twin Peaks is the food. The food is outstanding. People ask me all the time, what's good? Well, it's all good. Scratch-made kitchen, scratch-made food. It's unbelievable. Get to Twin Peaks. If you're a sports fan, it's the only place to be. 80 high-definition monitors. No matter where you sit, there's four above you. It's absolutely unbelievable. All right, Ramona, what do we have? We have 11 minutes and 25 coaches. Tomorrow, amongst other things, we'll talk about Dabo Swinney's press conference, some of the information that's revealed. I mean, it's probably stuff we've covered since the start of February, but you'll get it from coaches. You'll hear it here. You get to hear interviews with Kwok and Ben starting tomorrow. So they'll give you a flavor from all the coaches. You want to make sure you're listening during that time frame for that. And I imagine they're going to time release those things during the week as well and spread them out a little bit. We'll see. I know it's their decision. All right. What do we have here, Ramona?
25 is Deion Sanders.
By the way, I've eaten two donuts already.
That's, I know, and I haven't eaten any yet. Thank you.
Well, you had to use the restroom. I didn't.
I know. And now I'm talking.
So,
Deion Sanders of Colorado is arrow sideways.
Okay, he's 25?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he made my featured part of the list, so pretty good.
Joey Maguire's Texas Tech arrow.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Maguire, and I'm a big fan of what that program is doing in a NIL era because they are spending money out the yin yang, and they are going after it. So that's Baron Morton and the boys down there.
23 is Shane Beamer arrow up.
I thought I had him higher than this.
It's at 23.
Okay. But arrow up on Shane Beamer, and you got to, honestly, he's done a really good job with the program. He just has, and it seems like it's getting better now every year. And I'm not so sure that from a talent standpoint wise, eye test wise, this isn't his best team. We'll see.
Where was I? 22 is Brent Venables. He's arrow up.
Yeah, I don't buy any of this nonsense about Venables. He's not being fired. They're gonna extend him for life. He's gonna stay there forever, and they're headed for a really big year.
21 is Rhett. What is that? Lashley.
Yeah.
SMU you arrow reading? Up.
Yep. Obviously, tremendous year last year, and I think more of the same.
Jonathan Smith is Michigan State. He's arrow up.
Yeah, I probably have him higher than the rest of the world. I think Smith is a really good football coach, and I think he's ready to take a step forward with quarterback Aiden Childs.
Mario Cristobal, Miami, is arrow up.
At what number?
He's 19.
Yeah, I mean, I think Cristobal is a really good football coach. He's a great line of scrimmage coach. He's a great offensive line coach. He has his players have won multiple Outland trophies at two different schools. I think when you're respected by Nick Saban enough that he names you an assistant head coach and says all the good things he said about you, I think that tells you something.
18 is Brian Kelly, LSU. He's arrowed down.
Yeah, he's sunk for me quite a bit. He'll have a chance to flip that script this year. We'll see whether he does it.
Jeff Brohm is Louisville, and he's arrow up.
Yeah, I mean, I think Brohm is one of the smarter coaches in the country. I think everyone knows he's fairly magical when it comes to quarterbacks. And trust me, if he can get Miller Moss to play good, then you should name him king of the quarterbacks.
Eli Drinkwitz is Missouri. He's arrow up.
At what number?
He's at 16.
I'm a big fan of Eli Drinkwitz. I think he is the new age Steve Spurrier. At one point, I thought Kiffin might be that, but I think Drinkwitz actually is that guy. And I like it. I think he adds spice to all of it. And in between, I think he's a really good football coach.
15 is Kenny Dillingham at Arizona State. He's arrow up.
Yeah, I think it's amazing what Dillingham is doing. And I think we're going to see more of it this year. And now that Retzlaff is out of the picture, I think they're the favorite to win that league. And I think they make the playoff.
14 is Lane Kiffin at Mississippi, arrow sideways.
Yeah, I mean, you got to give him credit for what he's done, but I also thought he was an embarrassing little weasel at the end of last season, and I thought his behavior was an abomination. Congratulations, dude. You beat Duke. Your whole league fell apart, but you beat Duke, so that means you deserve something. The time to beat somebody was when you had them in your sights, and that was Florida, because had you beaten Florida, you would have been in the playoffs, and you have nobody but yourself to blame, and you cried and whined like a little brat.
13 is Kurt Cignetti at Indiana. He's an arrow sideways.
Yeah, I mean, there's not enough evidence at this level on Cignetti, but the evidence there is pretty outstanding. I thought they looked like one of the better coach teams in the country last year. If he does a second year in a row at this level, he'll be way up next year.
12 is Kalen DeBoer at Alabama. He's arrow sideways.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's stuck in the mud, and we'll find out. What that looks like this season. I think he's a good football coach, but I think he may have gotten a little overwhelmed last year. And if he doesn't win early this year, the early schedule sets up nicely. It's after that that becomes a problem. All right.
11 is Willie Fritz at Houston. He's an arrow up.
Yeah, maybe the most underrated coach in all of America. I don't know why it's taken Willie Fritz so long. I don't know why he's not been given bigger jobs. It's hard to understand, but he's a football coach. His football coach. I mean, he beat Lincoln Riley when he was at Tulane and Lincoln Riley was at USC. I think that tells you all you need to know.
10 is Mike Elko at Texas A&M. He's an arrow up.
Yeah. I mean, I think this is the year that Elko rises, assuming that, Le'Veon Moss doesn't get arrested anymore.
9 is Brett Bielema at Illinois. He's arrow up.
Yeah, again, a football coach is football coach. I think if Bielema ever had an elite job, I think people would find out just how good this dude is. I think people already found out. Illinois found out. South Carolina found out at the end of the year.
8 is Hugh Freeze.
Yeah.
Arrow up.
Again, I just really respect who Hugh Freeze is as a coach. I think he's a brilliant offensive mind. A man's beaten Nick Saban a couple times. I think that's all you need to know. And I think he is 100% going to turn Auburn around this year.
7 is Steve Sarkisian, Texas, arrow up.
Yeah, look, when Sarkisian was hired, I said this would be the guy. I did not believe in Tom Herman. The whole world loved Tom Herman. I hated that hire. I knew that was a disaster. I think that when they hired Sarkisian, I said if he can keep his demons under control with the pressure of that job, he will be the guy who turns Texas around and eventually wins the national championship. And I have no regrets for saying any of that. I think we've already seen that.
6 is James Franklin at Penn State. He's arrow up.
Yeah, I mean, the guy that people think can't coach, but I think he's turned the corner, and I think he proved he can coach last year, and I think he's going to prove it again this year, take another step forward. I mean, I think he's way better than people understand.
5 is Dan Lanning in Oregon. He's arrow up.
By the way, I get why they say it, though. There's been some pitfalls. Dan Lanning is the Oregon program. Honestly, you can sort of coincide what's happened at Georgia since his departure to you know, to what he's done at Oregon. I think he's building Oregon into a monster. Don't be surprised. You advance a couple years down the road here, and you start seeing Dan Lanning win most of the national titles.
Four is Marcus Freeman, Notre Dame, arrow up.
Yeah, I'm really high on Marcus Freeman. I wasn't always, but I mean, I never hated him. I didn't hate the hire. I just was sort of an unknown. I think it's known now. I think he proved that a year ago. I think he proved what a fine football coach he is in every way, and he can recruit. And he's good for the program. There's nothing not to like about Marcus Freeman.
Three is Ryan Day, Ohio State, arrow up.
Yeah, I mean, won a national title, should have won another, would have won another without freak circumstance. Marvin Harrison injury, et cetera. Really, his whole offense being out for that game, and they still were trampling Georgia until the Marvin Harrison injury. I mean, I don't know what's to dislike about Ryan Day. I haven't been able to figure that out all along. I thought people were nuts for talking about wanting to dismiss him. I think he's proven his value right across the board, and you should give him a lifetime contract as long as he wants to stay there. I think Ryan Day is a terrific football coach, and all that separates him from being higher is that his team, he lost Marvin Harrison against Georgia. Otherwise, three would be two and two would be three because that's the situation you're in.
Two is Kirby Smart.
Yeah.
He's arrowed down.
And he was the beneficiary of the Marvin Harrison injury in a game that his team was getting trampled and was going to lose convincingly. And Ryan Day would have two titles and he'd have one. It'd be a different conversation. I think Kirby Smart is a football coach's football coach. I think he believes in physicality. The man can recruit. He's proven it again. Georgia's always going to be in this conversation as long as he's there. You don't always get to win it every year. That's the way it works. Georgia's taken a little dip the last couple of years that was predicted here on the show. But I think Kirby Smart is going to be in this mix, you know, for the foreseeable future.
And one is Dabo, and he's arrow up.
Yeah, again, there wasn't a lot to separate Dabo and Kirby for me. What separates them is the integrity of the program, the graduation of players, the players not getting in trouble, these type of things. But from a football standpoint, and speaking strictly to that, what the subtle difference to me is that you have two guys who both have multiple national championships. But when I look ahead to this year, as I said way back in February, I'm picking Clemson to play for the national title game. I'm not picking Georgia. So as part of my consideration, it's not just what has been. I'm also anticipating what's to come. And my crystal ball does not have Georgia playing for the national title this year, but does have Clemson playing for the national title. And I think if Clemson were to reach that level, then I think the edge would obviously go to Dabo Swinney, as I expect it's going to. Because since February, I've been saying Clemson versus Penn State for the national championship. I think that's what's going to happen. So that's how I have it, and that's I did that, I guess, at the start of May. In any case, there's your coaches list, top 50 road rage style. Walt Tipsula, Road Rage, I'll see you tomorrow.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
10, they didn't want anybody to share in that pie. For the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Freddie Coleman.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
This is SportsCenter.
I'm Ed Benkin. Training camp for most NFL teams is a little over a week away, and one wide receiver is getting more money in his pocket before he heads to camp. According to ESPN's Adam Schefter, Jets wideout Garrett Wilson is getting a four-year, $130 million contract extension, which will make him one of the highest-paid receivers in football. The average per year is $32.5 million. ESPN's Jeremy Fowler talked about why he believes this deal makes sense.
We figured that was coming. That is the cost of doing business. I mean, that's the market now for receivers, well over $30 million. It's kind of smart of the Jets, even if you overpay a little bit, to get ahead of it, because he's only got 3 years into the NFL, which means between his fourth year of his rookie contract and his fifth year rookie option, you can spread that salary cap.